Good morning, beloved brethren. This is Bro Juan G here again with episode 2 of Kingdom Talk Podcast, live in location out here enjoying nature. And another word of encouragement, a message from the heart, because I God love you all. You already know, we'll open up in prayer, invite the Holy Spirit. I move out of the way so the Holy Spirit can have his perfect way. Amen. Blessedly, Father, who art in heaven, we humbly come before your throne of grace right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to thank you for this day that you created for us, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, we would delight ourselves in it, Lord, but that we would acknowledge you today, Lord, in everything that we do in word, thought, and deed, Lord. Lord, I ask, as I move out of the way, that the Holy Spirit would have his perfect way, and that you would teach us, and that you would instruct us, and that you would lead us this morning, Lord. We ask that you bless the hearers, Father God, near and far. Those that are tuned in now and those that are tuned in later, Father God. And Father God, that you bless them with every need, spoken and unspoken, Lord. Lord, that this word would penetrate the hearts and the minds of those that have ears to hear. We give you all glory, honor, and praise, and ask that you would have your perfect way, Lord Jesus. We just thank you. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So, this teaching, this message is about the identity in Christ. Now, part of the identity in Christ is as servants and sons of God, as the word declares. The word of the Lord says that he gave some the right to be called sons and daughters of the Most High God. So, because the Lord calls us to be servants and sons and daughters, we have to, there's a character that we have to demonstrate, and the character that we're here that the Lord is requiring us to demonstrate is his character, one of meekness, one of kindness, one of patience, one of long-suffering, and all these beautiful attributes. But also we have to have mercy. We have to exercise grace. We have to exercise grace in the words that we speak, and we have to be merciful to others. So we have to be forgiving and merciful so that we also can be given mercy, and so that we also can be forgiven. So here in the Word of God, we're going to let the Word of God open it up for us and set the stage for this message. Those of you that have your Bibles handy, and those of you that do not, just keep your spiritual ears, your spiritual mind open to receive what the Word of the Lord has for us this morning. The teaching is actually going to come out of the book of John, beginning in the 8th chapter, starting in verse 53. The word of the Lord says, "And everyone went to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, he said to them, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?' They said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear them. So when they continued to ask him, he raised himself up and said to them, 'He who is without sin among you, cast the first stone,'" or throw the first stone at her. "And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, 'Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?' She said, 'No one, Lord.' And Jesus said to her, 'Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.' Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.'" Amen. Blessedly, Father, we pray, Father God, that those that hear your voice, that those that hear your word, Lord, will be instructed, will be encouraged, and would be led, Father God, to live your standard that you set for us, your example, Lord. We give you all glory, honor, and praise for this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, we see here that in the word of the Lord, the religious people of that time, religious, not holy, not spiritual, not spirit-led, but self-righteous people, brought a woman that was caught in the act of adultery, and then used the law of Moses to justify their behavior, or use the law of Moses to justify their agenda. The agenda was to trip up Jesus to accuse him. But here, Jesus, knowing all things, hears them accusing this woman, and he just continue. He writes in the sand, and he really doesn't pay them much attention. And so they keep pressing the issue. What do you say we should do? And so Jesus gives them a rebuke. He says, he among you who is without sin, cast the first stone, throw the first stone. Or if anyone among you is above the law, or if any one of you is righteous and holy, you throw the first stone. So then one by one, the accusers left her. And so finally, the woman stands there alone. And so Jesus looks up and he says, woman, where are your accusers? And she says, they left me. And he said, well, neither will I accuse you. So he tells her to get up and go and sin no longer. And so he, in that moment, he pardons her sin, and he restores her, and the woman goes. So part of the reason why I'm sharing this message is because the first thing in the morning this morning, as I'm checking my messages, I'm seeing posts about men or children of God passing down judgment on other men and other women. And it's just a condemnation and judgment. And honestly, the Lord's blessed us with an opportunity to use social media and these platforms to be a voice, to be his voice here in the earth. But to be a voice of reason, to share the word of God. The word of the Lord is given for reproof, correction, and instruction. It's written. So the word of the Lord is always an instruction, a promise, but a warning. And so here, the word of God, we see that religious people are throwing accusations or accusing a woman caught in sin. So likewise, today, that's what we see a lot of when we look on social media. We see a lot of condemnation, and we see people passing down judgment on men and women of God, or men and women created in his image and his likeness. The Lord said he called us to be servants, not judges. Judgment is reserved for the Lord. It's written. If we're going to make a judgment, it should be a righteous judgment against a person's conduct, not against their person or their character. And honestly, this is for me first. This is a strong rebuke and even an encouragement for me first. It's a word of exhortation, a word of warning, and a word of promise for me first, and then for those that have ears to hear. So before I could even share this message with you, I have to ask the Lord to forgive me and search and examine my heart to make sure that I'm upright, so that my posture is right before an almighty God, before I share this message. Look, the message is not about condemnation. It's not a rebuke. It's a warning. It's a warning. The word of the Lord does all the convicting. The Lord doesn't need my help. He doesn't need our help to bring conviction. The word of the Lord brings all the conviction it needs. So those that have ears to hear, hear. And this may not feel well. This may not feel good to some of you, but that's okay. You can love it or hate it. Don't hate the messenger. I'm just a servant of God. I'm a yielded vessel for the Lord here sharing this message. But it's a word of encouragement and exhortation to those that have ears to hear. Listen. Because we've been bought at a high price, and because the Spirit of the living God abides in us, and because Jesus set the standard and we call ourselves in Christ, Christ-like, then we ought to demonstrate Christ-likeness in everything that we do, especially in the way that we deal with one another. The Lord said to be merciful just as we desire mercy, to be forgiving just as we want to be forgiven. That's one of the main components of the prayer that Jesus taught. The motto of the Lord's Prayer is to be forgiving so that we can be forgiven. So why do we feel we have the right to pass down judgment and condemn others that are made in his image and his likeness, but are just like one of us? Not one of us is without sin. And our righteousness is filthy rags to God, as it's written. So we see a lot of people passing judgment I'm not trying to put his name out there like that, but you know, we have people passing judgment of celebrities and other pastors and ministers of the word of God and Christian rappers, and if you know, you know. But I love those brothers. I love those individuals. They're lost. They just fell. They've fallen away. They took their eyes off Jesus. But the Lord can restore them. If they bear fruit of repentance, the Lord is able to restore them and renew them and bring them back to a rightful place. Our position as children of God, as ambassadors in Christ, is to love them and pray for them and exhort them and encourage them, not to condemn them and tear them down, or to elevate ourselves and get puffed up and high, mighty, and arrogant and point our fingers down at them and say, look at me, but look at you. Because the word of the Lord also says that for the measure that we use to judge others, the same measure will be used to judge us. How dare us use the liberty that the Lord has given us to pass down judgment on others when the Lord says to humble ourselves and not to exalt ourselves. If we exalt ourselves, the Lord will humble us. But if we humble ourselves, the Lord will exalt us in due season. Amen. That's what's written in the word of the Lord. This is a strong conviction for me. I've shared this message before with other people, but here I'll share it with you all also. Understand and know that everything that was created by a spoken word. A spoken word. Jesus is the spoken word that everything came into existence. In the book of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and everything that is made was made by Him or through Him. So Jesus is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us and ultimately died in our place, shed His blood so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be saved. And yet was without sin. But it was He's the action verb, the Word that Abba Father spoke, and everything came into existence. So since everything was created by a spoken word, are we not to be careful of the words that we speak concerning His children? Shouldn't we be careful about the words that we release into the atmosphere? Because when we speak, there's power in our words. The word of the Lord says to be careful, not to, because He's given, He said, speak those things that are not as though they were. So all throughout the word of God, the Lord is reminding us to be careful about the words that we speak. The word says, can salt water and fresh water flow from the same brook? He said, with the same mouth, we lift up curses and blessings. He said, that ought not to be, brethren. Actually, the Apostle Paul says that, but it's the Lord speaking through the Apostle Paul. But it's a strong encouragement and a message for all of us, for those that have ears to hear. Because when we speak, there's something set in motion. It's not an idea anymore. Now it's a plan. There's things that are taking place in the spirit realm. Now we've released something, not only to the hearer, but we've also released something into the spirit realm. But guess what? When we hurl our convictions, when we hurl our judgment, when we pass down our unrighteous judgments against other people, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like the devil's language, because the devil is the accuser of the brethren. And the devil's always looking to accuse God's children. He's always looking to condemn God's children. So we should be careful. We should be careful about the liberty that the Lord has given us in His name. And instead of condemning and judging others, we should exhort them and encourage them and build them up. Pour into them and pray for them. You don't know what they're struggling with. We all struggle with different things. We're all dealing with different battles, different wars that we're waging in the spirit. So we should come alongside one another and pray for one another and plead the blood of Jesus over one another instead of waiting and watching when someone falls, or when a brother or a sister in Christ falls, we pass down judgment on them. We ought not to do that. That's not the Christ-like. That's not Christian, or that's not in Christ. Matter of fact, that doesn't even look like Jesus. That looks like the enemy. So we need to be careful, and we need to be mindful of the words that we speak. Also the thoughts that we have and the intents of the heart, because the word of the Lord says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when we open our mouth, if we're hurling accusations or we're slandering and gossiping and we're passing down judgment on others, maybe we need to have a heart examine. Maybe we need to have a heart check. Maybe we need to see if our lives and our conduct, our character, if our heart aligns with what the Word of God says. This is our ultimate authority, and the Holy Spirit is our teacher. This should be a strong conviction on those that have ears to hear. And if the words that are being spoken in the Word of God doesn't bring conviction on your heart and cause you to change, then maybe you need to really examine and see if you're really in the faith, or if your heart is really upright before the Lord. That's not for me to say. I'm not passing down judgment. Like I said, this is for me first. This is always for the minister or the man of God or whoever God chooses to share His message. It's always for that person first, and then for those that have ears to hear. Because it's all about choices. Our identity here in the earth is to be a representative of Jesus, to model the standard that He set. not the best image or the best version of ourselves, but to be the best version of Jesus that we can be. That's why he's given us his spirit. That's why he's given us the gifts. Not so that we can pass down judgment and condemn others and elevate and puff ourselves up and be howdy and prideful and high-minded, but to be sober-minded and to be humble and to demonstrate meekness and forgiveness and loving kindness and grace and mercy. Agape love. Agape love. Not self-righteous condemnation. We don't have the right to do that. So, because we call ourselves in Christ or Christ-like, let us be like Jesus. Let this be an exhortation. Let this be an encouragement. Let this be a warning, though, because the word of the Lord says, woe to him that causes the littlest one of these to stumble. For it'd be better for a millstone to be tied around their neck and for them to be thrown into the sea. See, God doesn't take it lightly. God doesn't take it lightly. When we pass down judgment or we condemn others or we do things to cause them to stumble, how do we know that our unrighteous judgments or the words that we speak might cause the individual that we're condemning and judging to stumble even further, to fall away from the Lord instead of running to the Lord? We don't have the right to speak words that would cause a person to feel shame and guilt. But instead, love on that person, share the word of God so that the Holy Spirit can bring so the Holy Spirit can bring conviction on that person and they can turn to the Lord instead of run from him. Our job is to love one another. Agape love one another. Sacrificial, unconditional, selfless kind of love. All throughout the Word of God. All throughout the Word of God, we see that in the New Testament, we see that Jesus was setting a standard. He was setting an example for us to follow, an example for us to live by. We overcomplicate it and we make it difficult by our own pride, ignorance, lack of obedience, and lack of faith. All we have to do is apply the Word of God to our lives every day. Let the Word of God be living and active in us. Let the Word take flesh and become a part of us so that we're doers and not just hearers of the Word. So that we model it in our behavior, we model it in our character, we model it in our conduct, and not pass judgment or tell other people how they should live, but we live otherwise or contrary to what the Word says. Here, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, the great I am, has this woman in front of him that's just been caught in the act of adultery, and he doesn't hand condemnation. And this is God. And here, man is handing down condemnation and judgment on her. So if the God of the universe, the great I am, the word that became flesh, didn't hand down judgment to this woman caught in the act of adultery, how dare us hand down judgment or condemn other men and women when they fall short, when they fall, when they trip up, and when they mess up? That's not Christ-like. My brother, if you're out there and you're listening, you know who you are, brother. I love you and I agape love you. I pray for you. I pray for your family. I pray for your wife. I pray for what God has entrusted to you. And I pray that the Lord will restore you. Continue to bear fruit of repentance. Continue to draw near to the Lord. And let the Lord restore you. Let the Lord restore those broken bonds. Let him heal it and restore your marriage and your relationship. And those of you men and women of God that have fallen away, pastor, preacher, teacher, evangelist, whatever, turn from your unrighteousness and turn back to God. Seek his face and not his hand. And bear fruit of repentance. Let the Lord restore you. There's not a one of you that have fallen too far that the Lord can't restore. The word of the Lord said that there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. However, it doesn't give us the liberty to keep on sinning or to keep on entertaining sinful behaviors or hidden sin that we think nobody knows, because the Lord will expose it. The Lord will expose it. There's nothing hidden before God. But there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. So because the word of the Lord says, Abba Father says that there's no condemnation for his children, how dare us pass down condemnation and judgment on others? Amen. Be encouraged, brethren. The main part of the identity is operating in it. It's taking a hold of it, letting it become a part of you, and then living in it daily. It's a choice. We can continue on in our mess, or We can bear fruit of repentance, change direction, and let Jesus be the standard. Let his life be the example. Let his word be our standard that we live by. Let it be our instruction guide. And let the Spirit of God that abides in us be what leads us, instructs us, empowers, and enables us so that we can be impactful. Listen, when we act in a religious spirit, when we act self-righteous, we don't draw people to God. We push people away from him. Because that's not Jesus' character. People want to see Jesus being modeled, being demonstrated in our speech, in our thoughts, in our actions. Because the word of the Lord says that they'll know us by the way we love one another, but they'll also know us by our fruit. So is it good fruit? Beneficial for others? Profitable for others? Pleasing and acceptable to God? Or is it that low-hanging fruit that looks good, but when you bite into it, it's sour and rotten? Now let us be that good fruit that nourishes, that satisfies, that's profitable and beneficial for others. Let us be those trees that bear that good fruit in and out of season, because the word of the Lord says that bad fruit, that a tree that bears bad fruit will be ripped out and thrown into the fire. We have to be good fruit. We have to be those trees that bear good fruit in and out of season. Grounded, rooted, and established in the things of God. Grounded, rooted, and established in the things of God. That means that these are people that are doers of the word and not just hearers. These are people that make a conscious decision to take up their cross and follow him. These are people that are walking, living, speaking, acting, loving in that identity. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's our identity. He's the standard. Will you join me and follow that standard? Like I said, brethren, this is for me first, and then for those that have ears to hear. Let us not use these platforms and social media to hand down judgment and to hurl accusations and to act like the world. Instead, let us use it for the glory of God to win souls for the kingdom. Listen, I've been posting a lot of content lately, not because so people hear or see my face, so that they can hear this message, so that God can use me for his glory to win souls for the kingdom, to bear fruit for the kingdom, to be seed and water for some. And God will bring the increase in his timing. Not my will, but his will be done. This is just a response to a need, a great need. This is just a response to what the Lord has put in my heart, because I, agape, love you all. Because I don't want to see my brothers and sisters fall short. I don't want us to miss the mark, me especially, because I do this with you. We're doing this together. We're in this together. We're a body. And the body don't, the members of the body don't function, or I guess they can, but the members of the body should not function without the others being in unison, so that the body operates and functions effectively. So this is just an encouragement and an exhortation and an invitation to the members of the body to come together, united in the bond of peace, to function in unison effectively so that we can be used by God to glorify his name and to expand the kingdom, to win souls for the kingdom, to testify to others that there's hope for their situations, that we serve a living God, a resurrected King seated at the right hand of the Father, and that his Spirit abides in us. And that we're not separate. Because the word of the Lord says that I am in him, he is in me, and I am in you. Jesus said that the Father was not apart from him. And that he was not apart from the Father. And that Jesus himself is not far from us. His presence, his Spirit abides in us. And his presence goes before us and behind us, above us, beneath us, and on every side. Amen. Let us use what God's given us to glorify his name, to grow the kingdom, to expand the kingdom, to win souls for the kingdom, to enlarge, not enlarge our territory, but enlarge his territory. Amen? It's not about us, but it's all about him. Not anything that we did, but everything that he's done and doing and will do for us and through us. Amen? Our desire is to grow a greater audience or our desire is to grow a larger hearing so that those people can be impacted, so that something in them can be activated, so that they can choose Jesus and choose to model that standard and operate in it, that identity, and operate in it. It's not for the likes and the hearts. It's about the souls. It's about the kingdom of God. So if you see the post, and I'm inviting others to partner with us, to join us, to follow, it's not so that we can grow our it's not so that we can puff ourselves up for fame and notoriety. Listen, I don't need to be esteemed by man. I would rather be esteemed by God. But I don't want you to see Brother Juan. I want you to see Jesus in Brother Juan. I want you to hear Jesus in Brother Juan. I'm not the only one. There's many of us out there that speak this language, and many of us that are kingdom-minded, like-minded individuals, and we speak the same language. And God is using us to do marvelous things for His glory. We're just ordinary people. Apart from the Lord Jesus, I'm just Juan. But I responded to the call, and I'm being obedient to His calling on my life. And for that reason alone, I stretch out my hand in faith in the name of Jesus, and I reach out to those that have ears to hear. And my prayer is that this message falls on good ground, that this seed falls on good ground, and that something would be produced, that something would be produced in the hearer, that something would be produced in the hearer, and that something would grow, and that roots would be established and grounded, and that those roots would be nourished by His word, saturated by His word, and that in due season, that person, that individual, those individuals will bear fruit for the kingdom. Amen. So that's the desire. So again, it's to reach, use this this platform or these platforms or social media and release this content with the hope and the prayer that it'll reach many far and wide, near and far, saved and unsaved. Amen. Believer and non-believer, especially for the non-believer. But if we want to win souls, if we want to be impactful for the kingdom, we need to be more like Jesus and less like the world, and not like this church system that's been established here in the earth. The church is the body. The church is the people. The house of God is not the house of God is not those buildings. God's desire is not to put His spirit in inanimate things. But He said in the last day, Jesus said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, not in the buildings. The buildings are just the gathering places. The church is the people. We're having church right here because the Lord says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So His presence is here with us right now. Right now, this is church. We're having church right here in this beautiful park on this sunny, beautiful morning. So I stretch out the invitation. And I thank those that are being supportive, those are that believe in the vision and believe in this movement. It's not a ministry. It's not a church. It's a movement. And we pray that others would join us in this movement so that we can be impactful for the kingdom, so that we can make a loud noise here in the earth for the glory of God, so that we can be the hands, feet, and the mouth of Jesus here in the earth. I'm not asking anybody to give. I'm not obligating anybody to give. I'm not going to coerce you. I'm not going to manipulate and con anybody to give. The word of the Lord says to be cheerful givers. If the Lord puts it on your heart to give, do it with a cheerful heart. But don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. If you believe in the movement, if you believe in me, and if you believe in what God's doing in me and through me, and you feel led to give, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not never going to turn away a blessing, because the Lord blesses us to be a blessing to others. So there's many ways that you can do it. If you go to my page for the podcast, you can donate there. You can Zelle it to me. You can PayPal. You can Cash at me. However, if that's what your desire is, do so and let God get the glory. Don't parade it and make a loud noise. This is what I know. Let's just do it in secret, where our Father sees and where He knows, and He'll reward us. Amen. So be blessed in the Lord in all your ways. Follow us. Heart, like, and subscribe. And be more than an overcomer, be more than a conqueror, and let God use you. Listen, God chooses ordinary people. Ordinary. Ordinary. He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things for His glory, for His kingdom, for His purposes. The word of the Lord also says that Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So don't limit yourself and don't limit God's ability in your life. Step out in faith in the name of Jesus and trust and believe. And just move out of the way and let the Holy Spirit have his perfect way and see what God will do. See how many lives God will use you to impact for his glory. Not for ourselves, not for notoriety, not for fame, not so that people can know Brother Juan G. No, just so that people will know Jesus. And if this is the way for people to hear him, if this is the way for people to see him, glory to God. I'm just blessed to be used by him for his glory in that way. Amen. I agape love you all. And for that reason alone, I share this message. For that reason alone, we're doing this podcast. I know this was a bit of a shorter message, but this was more of an encouragement, an exhortation, and a warning. And a warning, brethren. Listen, you don't have to worry about me. I'm nobody. I'm just a servant. But honestly, we need to be concerned more about the one that we serve. We have to have a reverence for an almighty God. And that's the problem today. People don't fear God, but I'm telling you something. This is a warning. There's things coming upon the earth that is going to cause the believer to be a believer. And for those that don't fear God, to fear God. It's better to have a reverence than for the Lord to release his wrath on the earth so that we can learn to reverence him and respect him and fear him. No, I reverence an almighty God because I know he's able and he's capable. I would rather be used by God for his glory and be obedient to his word and submit and yield to his instruction than to have to learn the hard way and be humbled by God. I've been broken before. It doesn't feel good. So I stay humble so that he can exalt me in due season. I stay meek, kind, so that the Lord will also be meek and kind and have grace and mercy on my life. So let us also share grace and let our words be seasoned with grace. Grace is undeserved favor or unwarranted merit. It means that in spite of ourselves, God still has favor on our lives. In spite of what we do, in spite of the way we act, in spite of the way we treat others, God's favor, he still gives us his favor. He's still merciful and kind and loving and forgiving. We ought to do the same. That's agape love. It's not because people deserve it or they have it coming to them. It's just because. Again, because in our filthy, rotten wretchedness, in our outright disobedience and defiance to God, he loved us enough to chase after us and save us and rescue us from the pit and redeem, restore, and renew and reconcile us back to the Father and give us a new name, a new purpose, and a new identity. So we ought to do the same in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in all your ways. And no, Brother Juan Agape loves you all. Oh yeah, remember, heart, like, subscribe, and follow. We're on all social media platforms for the glory of God. Amen. Peace.